looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
I
enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11. The
Don and Mike Show. A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Big. Why do you favor rape?
The show is great.
Thank you.
Well, stop the telegrams wondering how things went at the White House from my girlfriend
and
her mother.
You have an answer? Yeah. Everybody had a good time?
As far as I can tell, they are happy as pigs in S.
Excelente.
Great. I got to remember to get the name of the officer that helped out and give him a shout out tomorrow.
Yeah. Lots of good guys. Those are you know, top shelf human beings who do that for this country. They really,
really
are.
What a very, very special deal they had today. From what I was getting there on the telephone, that Janet's mom has a little problem getting around. There was a problem with the escalator on the subway and the officer that was there that set this thing up got a wheelchair for her. They pushed her around, and she got it's almost like getting a wheelchair at Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you get a special
priority. Stuff.
And then they got a nice special tour. They went to the White House kitchen.
Oh, cool.
They saw the Russian wall, whatever that is, inside the White House.
Wow.
I have no idea. And they had a good time.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you are good at this.
Attaboy. They had a very good time.
Thank you.
Well, for what, Mike?
I just thought you'd like to hear it.
You're a good buddy. You're a really good buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, I empathize.
I appreciate it.
We are sympathetic. You douchebag.
You are the douchebag.
Douchebag.
Okay. On with the show.
Yes.
Now, here's what's really important in my life.
Very good.
And I need to hear from some of you nerdy gamers out there. I did not rush out to Best Buy this morning to buy All-Pro Football for Xbox. I've already put my $5 reserve your copy of Madden 08.
So you're getting it.
Doesn't come out for another month. But this All-Pro Football may be something that bridges the gap.
I was kicking around Best Buy right before the show. And I didn't see any evidence of it. I don't know whether it's out.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not sold out.
I didn't see, like, any big displays or anything.
I don't think there would be. There are two games that are coming out today. The NCAA football game.
Saw that one. 08.
Yeah, and all-pro football. If anybody's got it, well, hell, don't waste time on the radio show. Just shoot us an email at donandmikewebsite.com.
Do you think this will, supplant John Madden?
Oh, no, I can't imagine. But there used to be a time where there was more than one football game out there. And I have a bunch of games that are made by 2K. That's the company, I think, that makes this. They're real good games.
Mm-hmm.
They're real good games. EA Sports is real good, too. Just they got the NFL hoard up.
All right.
And I could use something different. Although last
This is always the time of year where this stuff starts to bubble beneath the surface. And it is I always consider this the precursor.
Sure.
With your passion for the NFL.
They tease like this. Mm-hmm. And last night, I am such a retard, even with all of this stuff at home with me, in my many moods, my Sybil-like moods. Mm. At one point, I did barricade myself in the cave. As a matter of fact, when Hell's Kitchen came on, when they all went in the other room to watch Hell's Kitchen, mm-hmm. I went in the cave, turned on the Xbox, and because we had Tony Dungy on the show, of course, I played a game as the Colts.
Sure, that got you all ramped up. I mean, how often do you have a Super Bowl-winning coach on the show?
And
it's a big deal.
Played some guy online and just got my ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 different ways. Mm. Got my ass kicked by this guy.
Well, maybe with the new one, you know, will you be able to play that one online too?
I don't know. I got no idea about that.
And speaking of sports, the bloom is off the rose. I have to tell you that these words were uttered to me last night.
Oh,
I believe the quote, direct quote, would have been, "We've been watching baseball all night," and I suddenly realized that.
Oh, with your girlfriend?
You know, my fantasy thinking that maybe she really does enjoy the game. Maybe that is starting to fade now. And it's very sad.
How long did you believe that fantasy?
I believed it. I believed it up until last night. Until the words, you know. She's not as into it as she was back in 2004.
Think she was faking back then?
I'm gonna grill her on it tonight because there's another game tonight, and I'm gonna let her know. I will tell you there was a distraction. She is a fan of that show, Hell's Kitchen. So that is like her favorite reality show, and I think that was part of it. And I know that even me, sometimes I will have a Red Sox game on and I will turn on something else because it's just, you know, I've been watching baseball for a week and I feel like watching something else.
Do you really
else.
Want your girlfriend to sit there and watch baseball with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I actually, that is an activity that, you know, just having her there, you know, she is up on kind of like the players on the Red Sox, knows what's going on. And, you know, I'll find out whether I said, was this all for my benefit totally? Or was there any legitimacy? And she'll probably tell me that she does like baseball. She likes going to games.
Watching sports is a lonely business, and it's a business that is best done in solitude.
That's more like porn, though.
Unless you are
I've established that with her, that porn is, you know, a solitary activity. That's just for me. However, she likes to catch me watching porn now. That is the new game.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what she did?
What?
She got some new clothing and took it out of the bag, and she's a neatnik. And so normally her clothes are put away Carla puts stuff away right away, and it's all neat and organized. I'm the slob. And she specifically put her clothing on top of that wonderful video player that you got me.
All right.
The high def, which is in my bedroom, which is the standard.
Your go-to.
I use that for all my DVDs.
Right.
And I knew she had put it there, and she confirmed it later on.
You know what it's like?
She wanted to see if those clothes had been moved off the high definition viewer.
So that she could find out if, in fact.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't she?
I bet she even knew, like, what order the clothes were in, just in case I tried to replace them.
Doesn't she think you're smart enough, though, that you could just go over and carefully pick up the pile of clothes, move it off the DVD player, watch your porn, and then put the clothes back?
All I know, because I didn't touch it, I didn't go near it, and she did acknowledge that, you know, she happened to put the clothes on top of that, you know, someplace where she has never set clothing down before. And what she didn't know is that I had already switched from that leg thing that you that leg video,
right,
about
yes.
the legs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
to the one they shot in Bora Bora.
Haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah,
that's just you.
I'm not sure. The jury's out on that one, but I haven't finished watching it. And the thing is, with DVDs, unlike when you get the five pack,
the pay per view, right?
With DVDs, you can really immediately decide whether you like them or not. You can fast forward through them.
I'll tell you the great thing about Handies Across America, which is the selection of DVDs that Buzz got me that I enjoy.
Good.
You can on the menu. You have scene select and girl select.
Uh-huh.
So there are
You have scene select and girl select?
So there are eight different girls, and it shows each of them in their own little box with a little scene from the movie.
So to speak.
And you get to pick the girl that looks the least skanky. And, you know, and it's fun because there's eight girls mm-hmm. on every DVD.
You decide.
And Buzz got me like eight of these things, so I think it's like 64 girls.
The
there are some DVDs that I've not even looked at the girls who look so skanky from the ad that I've not watched it yet.
That's that almost, well, I guess it's that interactive thing that you're doing with that. You know, you actually, you know, some of these, don't they have different angles that you can see?
Oh, no, Buzz has also already gotten me a Jenna Jameson many years ago, the interactive Jenny Jameson.
Right.
That where she's either on her knees or she's looking at you.
It's your call. It's all about choices.
Well, you know, I've resigned myself to the fact that porn will be a solo activity that I, you know, and really, you know, not because I want to, because I have to. It'll be sneaky. Well, it'll be a little bit sneaky.
That's half the fun.
But the Red Sox, I'll ask tonight, and she'll probably be mad at me. Carl will probably be upset when I ask her that. I said, "Do you really like watching baseball?" And she'll say, "Yes, I do." Uh-huh. But I'll let you know how that goes.
I'd rather they don't.
No, see, I baseball is a different type of sport. Baseball, Carla does not sit there and pepper me with questions. It doesn't happen that way. They'll occasionally be. She'll make a statement, like an observation, and I'll clue her into like the rules or something like that.
Right.
But other than that. just, you know, silence and watch the game. And I think, really, like all my relationships, she's wearing on me bitching all the time, you know. And I bitch about the Red Sox just about as much as anything else.
Yeah.
Even when they're winning, I'll
they're
find
nine games in front, right?
Yeah, yeah. Playing about, just about 500 baseball right now. So there's plenty of room to bitch.
No,
plenty of room to bitch.
They're in first place. Pretty
they're good. In first place, but, you know, I'm still, you know, you would have laughed at me last night because it was a Red Sox game was over. And I went right to the Yankees game. Right to the Yankees game. Watch that, too. That's, I think, where I went past the – that's, you know what? Now I'm answering my own question. That's where I went a little too far.
Might have been it.
Really rooting – even though the Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees are neck and neck behind the Red Sox, I was just rooting for the Blue Jays to beat the Yankees. Because it's still the Yankees.
Right. Maybe it's the pace of baseball that you could watch that with a check. Because it's like when you go to a game. You go to a baseball game, you sit, you watch, and you talk, and you do other stuff.
Don't you think it's a more social type thing?
This football is a little more intense. Plus, I've not yet met a person who likes watching football with me, male or female, because I go from game to 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 game.
That might drive me insane. If I was sitting next to you, I probably couldn't handle that.
It drives everybody insane because I'll change the channel, and they go, that play is over. And I go, yes, but now if we play it right, we're going to see the Dolphins – on third down, and we'll go back in time to see the Bears on second down. You
know what I mean? Do that with baseball, but it's much easier to do because of the pace of baseball. Yeah. Football, I mean, but I know what you do because I've done that when I've watched two games at once.
There's a rhythm to
doing
it.
But don't you watch like four games at once sometimes?
I watch sometimes seven at once.
Seven games at once. And seven games that you really are legitimately interested in.
Yeah, where I can tell you down, distance, and everything for all the teams.
But you can't watch, you cannot tell me that you can watch seven games and not occasionally miss something. It's inevitable.
Oh, sure.
You're going to miss certain things. You know, occasionally you get burned, too. I got burned between dinner downstairs and going up to turn on the TV up in the bedroom last night with two home runs that I
had. A lot of times if I'm watching, for instance, on that Sunday ticket, I just make up teams. I'm watching Saints and Rams, okay? They'll have at the bottom of the screen, it'll say, coming soon, Fox update, Redskins versus Raiders. Well, that tells me that something happened in that game. Mm-hmm. I'll immediately switch to that channel.
So you can see the replay as opposed to waiting for the update.
Correct. Yeah. And then by the time they've played the replay on the game, I've already seen it.
And then you can go back to the other game.
Right. It's all how you play on your schedule.
But the reason it works for you is because you have the controller in your hand. Somebody else would be, you know, they don't know what's coming and they just can't, they probably can't keep track.
Somebody else, it never works with somebody else because, well, they like staying on just one game.
I know.
What's up with that?
What's that all about?
And you know, after a day of twitching and having Tourette's and going back and forth and back and forth, by the time the Sunday night game comes, you're all twitched out. And it's like, when the game's on, you're like, okay, that play's over. What else is on? And, you know, and you turn to the channel, Desperate Housewives. Well, there's only one game on right now.
Does it piss you off when you're like watching, say you're watching three or four games simultaneously, and they all happen to break for commercial at the same time? Do you have a little twitch meltdown when that happens?
Here is the beauty. There never has been a time when there is not some game where something is happening.
See, I know why I say that. I say that because really, I'll go between usually two games. That'll be it.
Here's the thing.
And they break at the same time, and it drives me nuts.
A lot of times they'll hit halftime around the same time.
Yeah, they usually do that.
And that's when you go like, okay, what do we got? Well, ooh, there's Arizona versus Jacksonville.
And they've had a really long first half.
And it's not in high def. It's in that CBS low def.
But still.
They go, well, I'll kill time with this.
Sure.
Just wait for the halftime to come
up. But that is probably, wouldn't you assume that's what some of the broadcasters are doing too? That the, you know, in between when they're watching the games, they're going that crazy in between stuff?
Sure.
You got to have it. It's a bit of a technique.
Sure, boy.
Sure, there.
Sure, boy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Mike, do you know that the second baseman, that young kid Pedroia for the Red Sox, is from your favorite city, Sacramento?
Well, I will bow to the people of Sacramento because I believe...
Oh, my goodness, this is huge for Mike.
I believe Dustin Pedroia, who I lambasted. I remember sitting at spring training and going, this is not a man, this is a little boy, this is a small child. I remember saying that, looking at this guy that plays second base for the Boston Red Sox, Dustin Pedroia. is, I think, one of the smallest baseball players I've ever seen. He looks like he is a little leaguer. And I was seeing that there's just no way. I don't know how he does what he does. He's having a rookie of the year kind of season, and he's fantastic. And Boston's in love with the guy, and I think he's going to have a great career.
But he's from Sacramento, Mike.
He's from Sacramento, and I can't say I don't like the guy. I love Dustin Pedroia.
Confliction, thy name is Mike O'Mara.
I accept the fact that he is from Sacramento. No, sorry.
You don't accept it. You like him,
Sacramento,
don't you?
I really like him.
Hold on, hold on. I'm going to get something out of Mike here. You like this guy, don't you?
He is he is this season my favorite player to watch.
Wow.
What's his name?
I love watching him. Dustin Pedroia.
And where is he from?
Sacramento, California. Is he really from Sacramento, or did he just play there?
No, he grew up in Woodland, a little town just outside of Sacramento.
Well, he's bald.
There you go.
So I'd throw that in there.
And he's free.
I had to give him a little bit of a dig. No, because you know why I like him so much? I like him so much because I was on him so much. I was sitting there at spring training.
Yeah, you were on him, baby.
I was on his case.
On his ass. That'll do it.
I'm talking.
He's from Sacramento.
Shut up.
Hello.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Very little.
Boo.
He's a little man.
Not in Mike. What's up?
I'm in the sports business. I host a talk show.
That's a guy.
I am Jim Rome.
Oh, no. Listen, Frank Caliendo's coming by today. He'll do this for us
he'll
later.
He'll do Jim Rome later.
Okay?
Hey, yo.
Yeah, yo. Hi there. Don and Mike. Oh, we got a break for John Ratzenberger will be joining us.
Oh, boy. Cliff Clavin. Very exciting.
Howdy, Don and Mike. What's up?
Don and Mike? Hello?
Yeah, Mike only talks to people who turn their radio down when they call.
Why don't you? I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah, why don't you hang up and
I think
call
he
back.
Said Don and Mike, though. I think it wasn't just me this time.
No, I think it was for you, Mike.
None of those have gone well today.
It's a call from
Except for that last Sacramento call.
Mike's here.
Hello?
Yes, he's not from Sacramento. Don't do that to the boy.
Oh, where's he from?
He's from Woodland, California.
Well, how close is that to Sacramento?
Believe me, it's not in Sacramento. That's far enough away, correct?
Oh, really? Oh, now, see, what is... All right,
how many miles?
Now we have to make a decision on
now,
the
show. Now, is it in the Sacramento Metro, though? You know what I mean?
No, he is not in the Sacramento. He's with all the labor farm workers in Woodland, California. There's a big...
Don, really? Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Rob. We have never had that discussion about Woodland. We've had Chico, Modesto.
All right,
we've had Folsom.
We got a break, so we can talk to John Ratzenberger. Why don't we just Google Earth this thing? And
we'll do it.
We'll come back and we'll find out if, in fact, he's from close to Sacramento.
No, he's not. He's from Woodland. Screw you!
You got it, John?
20 miles.
that's from Sacramento,
that's
Mike.
Nothing I can do about
that's
that.
That's from the greater Sacramento area. Got it.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about that.
Okay.
Yes, welcome, Sacramento. Thank you for giving me Dustin Pedroia. I appreciate it. I really do.
He's going to be this year's Billy Buck.
God, you know, you're right now. Now something's going to happen. Maybe this is snake venom. I was talking about that last night. I actually said to Carla last night, I said, you watch this guy. He's going to be one of those guys that come postseason. He's going to do special things. And now it's all making sense to me.
This is unparalleled. Well, second baseman for the Red Sox has made 8 errors and 1 inning.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
He's the pride and joy of Woodland, California.
20 miles outside of Sacramento. Yes, sirree. He was a big fan of those two whales that went out to sea.
All right, we will be right back with John Ratzenberger.
This is the Don and Mike Show.